From Saturday, and the moon has risen higher in the east, you'll see that the full moon is very bright and casts a great deal of light in the sky, obliterating many stars. The full moon is actually about 9 times brighter than the moon we saw a week ago, the first quarter moon, which appears half illuminated. Since the first quarter moon looks like half a full moon, you'd expect it to be half as bright. But it's not. The reason is that when we see a half-lighted moon, we're seeing the equivalent of morning or evening light on the Earth. We're seeing sunlight strike more at an angle on the moon, and we're seeing the effect of many deep shadows cast by lunar mountains and crater walls. At full moon, we're looking straight down on the noontime moon, like being in an airplane flying above the Earth at noon. The shadows are short, and the full moon shines very brightly. Our program's called Stardate. It's written by Deborah Bird. For a free sky calendar and star chart, send a legal-sized, self-addressed, stamped envelope to the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, zip 78712. We'll get it in the mail to you. It's free. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
A very good evening to one and all. Hello, Mike.
One and only, that's what it is.
I guess so.
Was that the scratch version of the theme tonight?
It's kind of scratch, yeah. Kind of wobbling around on the turntable there. 6 minutes after 12 o'clock, this is the voice of Long Island. And the lights are flashing on and off in the studios, yeah. You're Mike Juhas.
Certainly am.
And I'm Eric Corley. We'll be with you for the next couple of hours doing all kinds of weird things.
Yes.
Well, how's your week been?
My week was pretty busy.
Yeah?
I was down in Bucks County, Pennsylvania yesterday.
Bucks County, Pennsylvania?
That's correct.
What goes on there?
Not a whole hell of a lot, actually.
I believe you brought back a newspaper. What kind of headlines were on that?
A couple of people got their dump trucks stolen.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it part of a trend, or is this an isolated incident?
I think it was an isolated incident, but it occurred last year as well.
Probably from Northerners.
From the same concern as well. And I figured, you know, if they stole their trucks, they probably would have replaced them with new trucks, but they had some 1966 trucks stolen this time.
Oh.
With building supplies, of course.
Really?
And, some very interesting articles in there. There was an article about the Wirtz family. Dagmar Wirtz and her son and grandchildren, they were in a car accident. back in October, on October 22nd. It was a very touching article, in fact. I didn't read that one on the air last night.
Written from, I guess, the human interest point of view.
Yeah, that was in the features section. I didn't even touch on that last night. Yeah. But, no, I don't have that with me tonight, I'm afraid.
What was the name?
I was using it for a drop cloth. I was doing some painting tonight, so I spread it out on the floor. It was the Bucks County Courier-Times.
The Courier-Times.
Yeah, there was the interesting, I like the little features, the little briefs that they had in there. They called them Bucks Briefs.
Bucks Briefs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would,
it's like Stony Briefs.
Well,
those.
Yeah, it would just, you know, Bucks Briefs, those are when you walk through the forest and you see a deer with underwear on. That's what Bucks Briefs are.
Uh-huh. Well, that's fascinating. I like names of papers that, what was it again? The
Bucks County Courier-Times.
Courier-Times. You can tell that's one of those homey newspapers. The thing with gazettes, too. I mean, how many gazettes do you know of?
Yeah, it's like Grit. You remember Grit?
Grit? No.
No.
I remember Suffolk Sun. Does that help?
No, it doesn't. But I remember that as well.
Yeah. Well, one thing, I saw that paper you brought in last night, and one thing I noticed that was on it was...
ink.
Well, ink, yeah, but in addition to that, at the bottom of the page it said, enjoy the paper. That strikes me as something you don't say in a newspaper, you know?
Well, I mean...
You don't care if they enjoy the paper. They have to read it, you know? It's
sure
the news. It's the facts.
I mean, don't you
often Time magazine say enjoy time, you know?
And, no, they don't do that, but that shows their lack of class. I mean, how many times have you said on your show, hope you enjoy the show tonight?
Never.
Well, of course, I had to pick you for a great example, didn't I?
Okay, I say at the end, I hope you have enjoyed the show, but it really doesn't mean much to me if you did or didn't, because it's over, right?
Well, I suppose.
Let's be realistic about this, but I think it's kind of, I don't know, even local papers don't say that. Even campus papers don't say that.
Well, they should.
Okay, let's start a drive to get all papers to say, I hope you enjoy what you're about to read. But I think it's kind of irrelevant. Totally irrelevant.
Irrelevant, huh?
Yeah, I always have trouble with that. Not having anything to do with the subject.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Either that or irreverent.
Yeah, yeah.
Irreverent and irrelevant were just the most confusing words, I think. They look the same and they mean almost the same thing, too.
Yeah.
Sort of, kind of, depending on your definitions.
Priority and precedence.
Yeah.
There's another couple that people always mix up.
Yeah.
You know, that takes priority over this. No, that takes precedence. No, what do I mean? No one knows.
No, of course.
So, what else? What else was happening? How long did you stay in Pennsylvania?
I was there for about a total of maybe about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not too long, then.
No, I turned around and came back home.
Well, that's good.
I was down on business.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We had the George Winston concert last Saturday.
Oh, yeah. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to play that entire concert in its entirety.
Uh-huh. No, not tonight.
No, not tonight. But on Thursday night at 9 o'clock, from about 9 to 11.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What are you lighting in there?
Just lighting the candles.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. Make for a better feel in here.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Well, one of them went out. Yeah, well, what we will be doing is playing one of the legal IDs he made.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be playing a little...
Oh.
Burning yourself in there, eh?
We'll
be playing some of the, a little rap he did, you know.
Uh-huh.
They'll be coming up in a few minutes, I guess.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
We're
going to
have some good music, too, and we're going to... What's on the real world? Should we give that away?
Yeah. We are going to give tribute to the place in which we are, namely the Student Union Building here at Stony Brook.
Yeah, we're going to take a little walk around.
Yeah, not too long. But,
next week we're going to go into the boiler room if we can.
The boiler room, yeah. No, I think we should avoid places like that.
Oh, the boiler room is so much fun.
It's where the orcs hang out.
Yeah, but without those orcs, you wouldn't have any heat.
Yeah, that's true, but sometimes you don't want the heat,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true. It's always so hot in here.
Especially in the summertime. I wish I'd turn it off then.
Yeah.
What is that noise?
This is chair in here. It's got so noisy.
Well, it sure is.
Well, do you have anything queued up on?
Yes, I do, in fact.
The scratch version of the theme song again?
No, we're not going to play the theme.
Hey, do we have different themes?
Yeah, we have a couple of new themes. We'll be hearing them later on. They'll
be good.
Part of the regular program.
Yeah.
And as always, you're free to give us a call if you want. Our area code is 516, and the rest of the phone number is 246. I'm sorry.
7901.
Yeah, I forgot there was more to it than that.
Yeah.
516-246-7901. We might be calling people tonight, who knows?
Yeah, let's try Madagascar.
No, yeah, there was... Did you see the ad in the paper for us today?
No.
They mentioned that we called Madagascar at one point.
Okay, then we have to do it.
Yeah, except they spelled Madagascar wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, do you know what Jeff Volai is?
You know, I once heard of Jeff Volai.
He was supposed to be co-hosting our show, according to that ad, and I haven't seen him around here for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw his name around here a couple of times.
What was all that about?
That's only our program director.
I take exception to that.
Yeah.
Well, no, Jeff Volai is supposed to be co-hosting this program. If anyone knows where he is...
Hold on for just a second.
We'll try to find him.
Anybody out there know where Jeff Volai is?
No, shut up!
What's wrong with those people anyway?
Yeah, we have to wonder. They're the painters. They come in every Friday night.
What do they paint anyway?
Each
week they paint the wall a different color.
That's true.
It's like the Rock. It's got this layer of paint going up about 2 feet.
It's all this graffiti, and it's not... No, we're not going to play the Shags tonight.
No, we're not going to play the Shags. We almost played the Shags.
Yeah, but
look at that. The phone's lit up like
Why don't we get into something and answer the phone, and we'll be back.
If you have a location where you think Jeff Volai might be, we'll try to find him. And I really think he could be anywhere in the universe by now.
That's true. Well, let's try him in Madagascar.
Sounds good.
Okay.
See
on the voice
of Long Island. Of course, this is the special extended version. We don't want to extend it too much, though, so we're going to move it up a few RPMs. How's that?
I need to lose. view. I've wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me feel blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross, try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a fear. Without your fault, I love you still. It is to be you, a wonderful you. It had to be you.
Stefan Grappelli with Teresa Brewer doing most of the singing there. And oh, I guess Mike's in the other room. Are you there, Mike?
No, I'm somewhere.
No, I keep moving from room to room.
I think that would be just a great album if it wasn't for Teresa Brewer.
Well, okay, excuse her.
I never really did get into her music, but I am a Stefan Grappelli fan, though. It's,
yeah.
You know.
Well, there have been a lot of strange get-togethers recently.
Yeah, like Brianne O'Brien and Carmine, whose last name nobody can pronounce.
Yeah, Carmine T.
And Steve Kreitzer. And
yeah.
Right.
Those kind of people. Before that, we heard from Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On, Eileen. I hate 12-inch singles that go 45.
Actually, you should have played it at the slow speed, though, because it
then we wouldn't be talking now, though.
That's okay, but it sounded so much better at the beginning there, I think.
It did sound better at the beginning, but I think when the vocals started coming up, it would have sounded kind of silly.
Well,
you know? I think
then you could have sped it up a little bit, but it would have taken twice as long to get to the vocals.
That's true. So. Anyway, you have George Winston hanging out there with
some
legal IDs.
No, he's not really physically here, but...
Well, physically on tape, he's here.
What we're going to do is... I just happen to have the tape of the show here.
Yeah.
And like we said before, the entire show will be aired on... what are you waving at?
What? I'm not waving. Somebody's waving. I don't know who's waving.
I can't hear what he's saying.
He's not saying anything. He said goodnight,
Mike. Oh, okay.
Goodnight, Eric.
Goodnight, Steve.
Tell him I say goodnight.
Goodnight,
Steve.
Thanks for making the show a success.
Thanks, Steve. Goodnight.
But it's not over yet. Oh, he means George Winston show.
Goodnight, Mary Ellen.
Get out of here.
Who the hell's Mary Ellen? That's what I'd like to know.
You don't watch the Waltons, so you don't know that.
Oh, I guess not.
Oh, boy, we have a Groucho Marx record. Okay, we're going to get to that after we get to the George Winston ideas.
Yeah, well, no, the entire show will be on Thursday night at 9 o'clock. We'll run for about 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
But what we're going to do now is we're going to have his little humorous attempt at giving us some IDs and, you know, just some interesting little things he said a little bit more than halfway through the show.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
Yeah.
I never did get this. I was so busy, I got here a little late. I got off and way up on exit 69 instead of 62, so I didn't get to see the program. Can somebody pass me up one of those programs? I want to make sure I'm doing everything that you said I was going to do. everything that it says. Let's see. Solo piano, I'm doing that. Jazz improvisation, I'm doing that. Soft socks, not soft shoes. It says, you know, it says barefoot and sterile, you know. Oh, there's sauce in here. Somebody give me a fortune cookie. It's my birthday. Just turned 34. Oh, I'll wait till after. Pardon? Oh, I'm tired of that tune. Pardon? I just turned 34, top of my head, 68. I'll break it open later. Now? Oh, okay. I don't understand. I guess I'm not that much into Zen, but... Sinners can repent, the stupid is forever. Anyway, let's see. I guess everything's kosher. Yeah. Well, let's see. I know they probably want... I've got to leave after... I have to catch a plane early tomorrow morning from the Farmingdale Airport. I guess that's... I didn't know there was three major airports around here. Kennedy, LaGuardia, and Farmingdale. The name of the town sounds like it's a big metropolitan area, doesn't it? Anyway, so this will save some time, so I'll have to do it after. Let's see. Do a couple takes on this. Hi. Hi, this is George Winston. You're listening to WUSB 91 point... Hey. Hi, this is George Winston. You're listening to WBAI... Oh. Hi, this is George... Let's see. Hi, this is George Winston. You're listening to WUSB 90.1 FM, Stony Brook. Does all of Long Island pick it up? Should I say for? I'll try one more. Hi, this is George Winston. You're listening to WUSB 90.1 FM, non-commercial radio, jazz and let's see. Oh, I see. Radio Free Long Island. I didn't see that there. Okay. All right, let me try this again. Hi, this is George Winston. You're listening to WUSB 90.1 FM, Radio Free Long Island. Again, but this is one thing I used to make like crank calls to radio shows when I was a teenager. I used to tape them, And I could always call sports shows, and I would try to make the sportscaster think I was like this independent reporter, you know, from a big football game or something. So I'd have about three people get on the other phone and go like, "Oh, that's too stupid, I guess."
That's something from George Winston.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he played here this past Saturday night.
Saturday night. That was a lot of fun, that concert.
Wasn't
you know?
It really? That's the first time we ever put on a concert here at the station. And it was lots of fun.
Everybody thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun. No one didn't like it.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
I didn't meet anybody who didn't like it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Didn't care to stick around. Well, we got to do that again sometime.
We will.
Fun, till her daddy takes
the
George Winston away.
Oh, to George Winston.
Get out of here, you. Yeah.
Oh, who brought these people in here anyway?
I don't know. I think they brought themselves. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm. We should have them forcibly removed, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Get some of the bouncers that are hanging out all over this building.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
All these different events going on.
Plenty of big bouncing people around here.
29 minutes after 12 o'clock, we have something from Groucho Marx.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Ever since songwriters started writing songs, they have written songs about the rose. Red roses, blue roses, old roses, new roses, roses from the north and south and west. But here's the rose song that I love the best. Show me a rose and I'll show you a girl who cares. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. Show me a rose, and I'll show you a storm at sea. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. She taught me how to do the tango, down where the palm trees sway. I called a rose a mill, and she called a spade a spade. Show me a rose, and I'll show you a stag at bay. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. One night in Bixby, Mississippi, we watched the clouds roll by. I said, "My dear, how are you?" And she whispered, "So am I." Show me a rose and I'll show you a girl named Sam. Show me a rose or leave me alone. Show me a rose, a fragrant rose. Make believe that you don't know me until you show me a rose.
Yeah, Groucho Marx.
Yes.
1972.
On the Voice.
Of Long Island. Show me a rose.
That was from before he died.
Yeah, it was from before he died, obviously. Okay, 28 minutes to 1 o'clock. Very insightful there, Mike.
Thank you.
We have a question for our listeners, and we need an answer, and they've always come through on questions.
We don't have
this.
A prize this time, but that's not going to stop you from calling.
Yeah, we'll mention your town, wherever you're calling from.
And we'll even mention your first name.
Okay, that's good, too. And it's not too silly.
We need to find... Yeah. As long as it's not Pop Tripod or something like that. That's just
we know it's not true.
We know that's an obvious pseudonym.
The questions. A matter of geography.
Yeah, like we often pose these questions to you since we don't know ourselves.
We're kind of stupid.
We're looking for Jeff Voli tonight. We have word that he's hiding in the capital of Madagascar.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't bring in my little almanac this morning, or tonight, or whatever it is.
So we're going to have to open up the phone lines to you. If you know the capital of Madagascar, please give us a call so we can try to find where Jeff Boli is.
Yeah, I think it begins with an M, but that doesn't really help. The phone number is 246-7901,
and the area code is 516.
So call us up now, tell us what the capital of Madagascar is, and we'll be very grateful.
Please do.
Phones are ringing already, but even if you haven't called yet, please call. Right, the answer. Okay, we're about ready for another part of the program, I guess.
It's called The Real World, as we do every week, if we can. But this week is, we're going down to the Union Building.
Hey, let's do it.
Yes.
And now the voice of Long Island journeys outward from its protective shield to visit the real world.
Mike Juhas on this side.
Yeah, we're walking down the hall in the basement of the Stony Brook Union. This is a first for us. Well, I mean, we've done it before, but never on the air.
Well, we're not really on the air now. We're only taping this.
This is on tape, yes. Well, now it's not, but now it is, actually. We will hear all the sounds that take place in the basement of this grand old building, including the place they call the post office. Of course, it's not really a post office. Bunch of machines. You're going to put a dollar in there and get change from it?
Well, I like the noise that a dollar makes when it gets changed into four quarters.
Let's see if we can get the noise of a dollar going in and a change coming out. There it goes.
I think we got both of them. I hit the jackpot.
Now, you know, this machine over here is a digital readout of how much money you put in.
Oh,
if you put a quarter in and then hit the coin return knob, you'll get a different quarter back. Now, look at the year on the quarter that you're about to put in.
1965.
And 25 has registered.
Here comes the quarter.
What is it now?
72.
How about that? You're going to do this all night, huh? Now what year is your quarter?
67.
Okay. I've proven a very good point here that this machine does not give you back the same quarter that you put in.
It's been so long since I've been down here. I haven't seen this. This is very nice.
Would you like to hear the sound of a mailbox? There is a mailbox down here, too. And this is what it sounds like. Sound familiar, huh? Yes. That's called tampering with federal property. You got your 1965? That's not your 1965 quarter.
Yeah, mine is clean.
Yeah.
Let's see.
If you drop a rare quarter in there. Oh, you put 50 cents in. That sounded pretty final.
I could do this all night.
Well, I'll go upstairs and do the show then.
Well, I only have a dollar in change here, and they're asking for two dollars here for these.
For stamps?
Yeah.
For a pack of stamps.
Or $1.20.
Yes.
Well, those are nice.
USA envelopes?
Yeah.
So this post office is available 24 hours. It's not available 24 hours a day, only when the building's open.
This is,
we can find out how much this tape recorder weighs.
About,
what would you say?
I'd say 1 pound, 9 ounces.
What, a pound?
Oh, ounce?
What's a pound? This thing weighs a pound?
Yeah. Oh, geez, yeah. It weighs a pound and 9 ounces. Okay. What's over here now?
This is another stamp machine. It's totally empty with everything. It doesn't work at all.
This is not a bill changer, it says.
Now, allow me to explain what we're about to be passing into. Well, first of all, here's a men's room. And you know what goes on in there. We're going to pass by a woman's room, too, but we don't need to talk about that.
You going in?
No, I'm not. Now, this place, a couple of years ago, was nothing like what it is now. We're about to enter the video arcade.
There's a payphone over there.
We'll get to that. There was no video arcade here a couple of years ago. It was all pinball machines.
All pinball machines.
And now there are no pinball machines, just video games.
It's too bad, because pinball games are my favorites.
Yeah, I like pinball games too. In fact, lots of people I know like pinball games. Tell you what, why don't we just walk through for a couple of minutes and let the sounds of the place kind of
fill up.
And not say a thing.
Yeah, I think words would be inappropriate as well as impossible.
Let's go.
Easier to talk over here. We're in the bowling alley now.
How many lanes are in here?
Let's see. There's 12. 12 lanes, yeah. The bowling alley has remained the same, pretty much so, for the last few years. You can't really do anything electronic to bowling. Actually, that's not true. I went bowling a couple of times. You enter your name on a digital screen.
Yes, I've done that myself.
You always enter silly names that aren't really your own.
Right. And like Hop Tripod or something.
Yeah, we broke it once. I don't know how, but it was reading out these preposterous scores.
Oh.
Yeah. They just feel like real good people.
Where is all this Rob the Cash Box music coming from anyway?
There's a jukebox in there. One single jukebox is responsible for all of the noise.
Oh, football.
Yeah.
Oh. 9 points.
See any strikes? Oh, that could be a strike. Oh. Well, it would have been a strike if there had been 8 more pins standing. Yes, bowling alley. In the basement of the Stony Brook Union. Another change machine over here.
This is a nice bowling alley, too. I like how the balls come back at you. They're not on the ground. You can see them from the sun.
That's true.
Oh, good ball.
Oh, yeah, two left.
Oh, she's got a spare coming. Here she goes.
Yeah. Somebody applauding. Yeah, that's good to see the ball coming at you. Otherwise, it kind of scares you when somebody pops up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Although, that's another thing we used to do. Was bowl two balls very close together, and they get stuck underneath
Really?
The ground. Yeah, and no balls to come back.
Uh-huh.
And invariably someone.
You'd have to be like that guy down there that's walking down the alley.
Yeah, someone would have to do that. Someone's prize ball would always get stuck, and they get very upset by that.
So what is this Chinese bowling night tonight?
Could be. We have all kinds of occasions here in Stony Brook. Now, there's another place. That's change falling out of the change machine.
Yeah.
Someone else did that. We didn't do it. In fact, they didn't even do it for us. They just did it for themselves. We're going to go into Soda Place. Soda Place is the pool place, I guess. It's kind of hard to hear pool balls, I guess you call them, being hit. You might hear one now. There you go. That's... It's not a very loud sound, so
no,
what you could do with
that.
But there are people here, you can hear them.
8 ball in the corner pocket.
Hey, you notice the jukebox stuff?
Well, here, you want to put a quarter in it?
Okay.
Not mine.
You want to walk back to the video arcade?
Sure.
Can't resist that, can you? What a marvelous place.
Let's go for some ice cream.
Okay. What do you say we go for some ice cream and don't tell the people there that we're recording them?
Okay.
Sounds like fun. More people in here.
Pig out or what?
No, I'm not going to have anything, but I'll watch you.
I don't want anything.
Oh,
you
okay. Well, that's all for this place. That pretty much is it. Well, of course, you can't forget the Rainy Night House. The cultural hangout for all of the college youth. Looks like there's some sort of a band in there setting up now. People go in there, they get brownies and all kinds of things like that.
I like this door here.
That's a door. Nobody knows what's behind that door. It's locked, so we may never know.
Very much locked.
Yeah.
We stop up at one of my favorite water fountains.
Water fountain? I never knew there was a water fountain here. You're on the air now.
I don't want to be in the air now. Go away.
Then don't talk.
Come on, Nancy.
Why are you trying that door?
Because we wanted to see what was behind it. Do you know what's behind that door?
Behind that door. No.
What is behind that door?
Can you let us in? And so
the people have a right to know.
Boilers.
Boilers.
Wow.
Well, do you want to go up to the first floor? Or we can take the elevator, I guess.
Sure, the elevator is always fun.
Yeah. It's not very many times to take an elevator on the air. In fact, I don't know if anyone's ever done that before.
This is true.
Now we will now press the button for the elevator. And the elevator is here.
Yeah.
And now we will press the one button. Whoops. I pressed the wrong button. I now press the one button.
Now let's press this B button.
Now the elevator will come back down to B after it lets us off.
Oh, I see. What happens if we go to 2?
It'll go to 2 first because it's now going up.
But I'm getting out on the first floor.
Here we are. More people lined up for something called Tokyo Joe's. You want to go into the cafeteria, huh?
Sure.
Here we are in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
There are Coke machines and tables and chairs, salt shakers, all kinds of things. What's going to drink? Well, why don't you go for one of these sodas?
Well, let's check out the juice bar.
Okay. Juice bar?
Yeah, the fruit juice
bar. The obnoxious name for a machine?
Let's see. That's the only thing I want, and they don't have any of them.
Sold out.
Grapefruit juice. Concentrate.
Oh, well.
They don't have any apple juice either.
They got vegetable juice.
How about a yogurt?
Nah. I heard reports that yogurt's being tampered with now. Kind of like Tylenol.
How nice.
Yeah. Well, don't do it again.
This one, I once put money in one of these machines on the air one time.
Really? It says use nickels and dimes only. You're going to put a quarter in?
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Actually,
why? It's breaking laws on the radio.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, something about this machine. There's a coin return lever there, but it doesn't work.
That's
watch.
True.
You hear any coins coming out?
Absolutely none.
Well, you put your coin in there, it's in there for good.
Do you think I'm going to get...
Can't change your mind.
Do you think I'm going to get a nickel back?
It's possible. It might be
out of change.
I think you will get a nickel back. You didn't get a nickel back. You just lost 5 cents, but the nickels and dimes sign went out for a second. Well, how do you feel now that you've lost money in this deal?
That's okay. It's only a nickel.
Only a nickel.
Last week I lost out on a whole soda pop.
I found one the other day.
That was mine.
And I found one in this machine.
I didn't say it was in that machine.
Oh.
I said it was over here.
Sound of soda opening live on the radio. Well, we're about to run out of tape here, so I think we better wrap it up.
Okay.
There's really not much to see anymore down here. I wouldn't say so anyway. There's more people hanging out in the hallways, wasting time. Now we're in the what they call the main lobby of the Union. Stony Brook Union at its height of liveliness on a Friday night.
That's true.
What else can be said? You want to take the elevator up? All right.
Yeah.
What's a fitting way to cap this off? This tribute to the building in which we are located.
Get stuck in the elevator.
Hey, there you go. That could be fun. Now, we pressed the button on this elevator, but it wasn't here. It's coming. It's not here now. Here it is. Now, we are inside the elevator, and press the 2 button, I guess.
Wait for the door to shut.
Okay.
Now we can press the 2 button.
All right. Whoa!
Uh-oh.
It worked.
We're going up.
We're on the second floor. Here we are. More people here. People of all ages.
Cookies in there.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. strange place. About a million people in that room. I don't know what they do. It's up through the window and see if we can figure it out. Looks like they're about to start singing.
Well, they're holding up these little sound phone books and taking stuff. And I believe it's about to begin. But somebody is pointing their hand.
In fact, they are singing now, but we can't hear them because there are people out there. Drop what they're doing, and they run to the door to see who's there.
Because it could be the mailman.
Sometimes it's a long way to run. Ah, here they are. Ian, how are you? How is your show going, which is on right before ours? It's on now.
Fine.
Good.
Good. Well, we're back in the radio station. Let's walk over by the teletype and see what's come over.
Okay. We're going to read the teletype machine from a couple of hours ago.
An updated forecast for New York City, northern New Jersey, Long Island, and Westchester and Rockland counties, south of the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Which is outdated by now, but read it.
Tonight, cloudy, windy, and cold, with a 30% chance of a few snow flurries, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, and cold, highs in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, clear and cold, lows in the low 20s. Winds northerly at 15 to 20 miles per hour tonight, becoming northwesterly at 15 to 20 miles per hour, with higher gusts tomorrow. Outlook for Sunday, sunny and not as cold, highs in the low to mid-40s. Small craft advisories are in effect for Long Island waters for northerly winds tonight at 20 to 25 knots, with higher gusts. APNY02-2583-2222EST.
Came over at 2222 Eastern Standard Time.
B925UN.
Now, wait, updated, we're not going to read the updated forecast. This is kind of crazy.
We just updated. This is an update of what we just read. Oh, no, this is just for
Westchester and Rockland counties north of the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
No, nobody's up there listening
for us. No, not north of the Tappan Zee. That's what's going over the air right now, in case you're wondering. Brianne O'Brien show.
Hey, get
we're going to shut the tape recorder off now, so that we can get back to our program.
Okay.
So that has been a look at the Stony Brook Union. This has been a look at the Stony Brook Union. I guess that's all you can say.
On the real world.
Yeah, I'm Eric Corley, and you're
Mike Uhas on The Voice
of Long Island. I shut it off. But how do you think that went?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I think people will like that. Wait a minute. Hey, I didn't shut it off. It's still going. Well, that's all from the real world today. Join us once again, why don't you, when the Voice of Long Island once again takes a look at the real world.
Let the good time roll all night.
Struggling together for a very long way.
This is WUSB,
Stony Brook.
And that is one of our new themes here on The Voice of Long Island.
From Andy Lish?
Yeah, once again, Andy Lish has come up with something good.
He always does.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a talented guy. I keep saying that all the time.
You do, all the time.
But he is talented.
Never stops.
Well, you didn't stop the record. It was going sh-
I know. Had a great sound?
Yeah. Hmm. It's a catchy little number.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, we have some interesting things to read here, huh?
We sure do. You want to start off? We've got... We always invite our listeners to send us stuff, of interest. And as long as it's not obscene, we usually read just about everything we get.
And we do read things that are obscene as well.
Well, yeah, but...
But not usually.
Not when the microphone is on.
You can send us obscene stuff anyway.
You can send us whatever you want, really.
Can we say what this is from?
We'll just say it's a publication.
Yeah.
And if someone wants to know what the publication is, we'll gladly tell them.
It's rather an underground publication.
Yeah, that's what I understand anyway.
This one says there's a whole bunch of little stories in it. This one says surveillance.
Surveillance.
When police are doing surveillance on an automobile, they may drill a small pinhole in a rear taillight lens. This makes the tailed car easier to spot and follow in traffic at night. When the tailed car's brake lights go on, a bright white light is visible for some distance. Also, a large mark may be painted on the tailed car's roof for daylight surveillance, i.e., with fluorescent paint that is almost invisible, except when seen through special lenses. The mark on the roof makes the car easily identifiable from the air, and upon close inspection, the invisible paint and pinhole in lens can be detected. And field strength meter check will reveal any hidden radio transmitters, like beepers.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting little article here, huh?
Yeah, I've got something here. Out of Richmond, inmates apparently have been counterfeiting $100 bills in the Virginia State Penitentiary print shop, state and federal officials say. Several of the counterfeit bills were passed in Richmond stores earlier this week, a Secret Service agent said. Sometime. The Virginia Department of Corrections has uncovered evidence that bogus currency is being produced in the print shop, said State Corrections Director R.K. Procunia. There are suspects, said William Sutherland, special agent in charge of the Richmond office of the Secret Service. There are people inside the penitentiary and outside the prison system.
Hmm. There's a couple of things here on video games.
Oh boy, yeah. You saw some of them today, huh?
We heard some of them, too. This is, apparently, this little publication invites its readers. I was about to say its listeners. it invites its readers to call in, to write in with little tips and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And one of these people identifies himself as Agent NDS.
Ooh.
So it says here, Agent NDS tells me of a free game trick on the new machine Junior Donkey Kong. It seems that if one were to take a flattened straw and insert it in about 3 inches along the right-hand crack between the cash box and the machine about 2 to 3 inches down from the top crack between the cash box and the machine and wiggle the straw up and down, one would rack up some credits. I have not tried this, but it sounds plausible. No further reports that some machines have something installed on them so the straw is blocked and cannot be pushed in. Thanks, NDS.
Interesting. I got something here about Pac-Man.
Oh, so do I.
Well, let me read mine. Quicker than you can say blip, 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 3 gunmen entered a Staten Island deli and stole a Pac-Man video game, police said. The bandits walked into the old Amboy deli in Great Kills about 11 p.m. on a Monday. But when the employee started for the cash register, the bandits shouted, "Don't move, we only want the machine." Then they wheeled the 150-pound video game, valued at $2,700, out the door to a waiting van and took off.
On the same subject here, this trick isn't exactly new, but it's interesting nonetheless. Can we read these?
What's that?
Well, it's little tricks on how to steal games and stuff. Well, it's not really stealing games, but, you know, stealing games.
Stealing games? Oh, you mean stealing free games, getting... Mm.
I didn't read this one, so...
Hmm. What's the subject matter?
Pac-Man.
Why don't you read it while I read this
okay. To
yourself, and you can judge whether or not that's errable. Let's see what we have here. Okay, token exchange. Slugging the subways. An estimated 2.7 million people ride New York City's subways each day, most of them using 75-cent tokens. But so many foreign coins, manufactured slugs and whatnot, are stuffed into the turnstiles that the financially troubled system loses up to $1 million in revenues each year. Now there is a new drain on income. A 17.5-cent token issued in October by Connecticut Turnpike officials for use in the state's automatic toll booths that is almost exactly the same size and shape as a subway token, says one New York official. Somebody did some sloppy work on this. In fact, Connecticut's new tokens were manufactured by the same firm that produces New York's subway tokens, but city subway officials and Connecticut transportation officials failed to confer in advance on the token plans. With each side soon blaming the other for the foul-up, New York City Mayor Ed Koch launched a new crackdown on fare cheating, Connecticut style. Some operators of video game parlors that employ special tokens have discovered another illegal use for the Connecticut tokens. Pac-Man players are getting a quarter's worth of action for 17.5 cents. And on the same token, I didn't mean to say that, but it came out that way. On the same token, you can put in a 75, or is it 85 cents? No, it's 75 cent subway token and play a game of Pac-Man with that.
And you can also get through the Connecticut Turnpike.
That's right. I wonder if anyone's ever tried that. Throwing in a New York City subway token in the Connecticut Turnpike.
Mm.
Now, that's a problem. I mean, come on. That's really a problem. People trying to cheat
those guys.
This
trick isn't exactly new, but it's interesting nonetheless.
Okay.
On some Midway video games, including Pac-Man, a small flaw in the coin totalizer allows free games. How? Take a small but weighty object, such as a D-sized battery or a pocket knife, and give the machine a sharp rap between the coin deposit and the coin return slots. If you've done it correctly, you will get one free credit. Do it more and get some more. There's no law of diminishing returns here. However, some machines have been fitted with a tilt switch in that area. So, you win some, you lose some.
You know, in San Leandro, a man who used a mop to hide his face stole up to $70,000 from a Wells Fargo bank automatic teller after jamming the machine with a bank card covered with glue, police say. Well, do you have another one there? I have one more after this.
Yeah, I have a couple here.
Okay.
Let's see. Did you know that some change machines have a self-defense mechanism built in?
I know some fire alarms do. If you pull a fire alarm, something sprays out at you and stains your hand. But it's kind of pointless because rarely have I seen massive searches of people's hands, you know.
Well, for false alarms, I guess, yeah, that's true. But this here is along the same lines. If they are pried open, tear gas is released along with a jet of permanent red dye.
Tear gas?
Yeah, that's what it says. Is it worth $500? Could be. Here's a hint. Gives you a hint. How to break into change machines. Try cutting into the lower side of the machine. Many times extra bags of coins are stored in the bottom of the machine.
Interesting.
That is very interesting.
Very interesting. What about the tear gas? There's no tear gas down there?
Apparently not.
Or red dye number two or anything like that? Mm-hmm. My goodness. Okay, this article over here is entitled More Fun with Alarms. Okay?
Oh.
Yeah. this is pretty funny, actually. A fact I forgot to mention in my previous alarm articles is that one can also use polyurethane foam in a can at any hardware store as insulation to silence horns and bells. It is easier to handle and dries faster. Many people that travel carry a pocket alarm with them. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Wow. This alarm is a small device that is hung around the doorknob, and when someone touches the knob, his body capacitance sets the alarm off. These nasty nuisances can be found by walking down the hall of a hotel and touching all the doorknobs. If you happen to find one, attach a 3-foot length of wire or other metal object to the knob. This will cause the sleepy business pig inside to think someone is breaking in and call room service for help, and all sorts of fun and games will ensue. Oh boy, some high security installations use keypads, just like touchtone pads. I've seen those in a couple of stores.
Yeah.
It's like a touchtone phone on the wall without a phone attached
to it. Check this out. We're actually telling people how to break into
places. No, I'm just reading from this magazine. I hope people don't take down notes or anything. Oof. Or record us or things like that. Anyway, some installations use keypads, just like touchtone pads, and to open locks or disarm alarms. Most use 3 or 4 digits. And some people have been trying to figure out the codes, and what they do is they wipe the keypad free from all fingerprints, and after it was used, they apply fingerprint dust, and all 4 digits will be marked by fingerprints when they do that, and then they somehow figure out the order. Anyway, they say here, if you want to have some fun with the keypad, try pushing the number sign and the star at the same time. Many units use this as a panic button. And it says this will bring the owner and the cops running and everyone will have a good time. Never try to remove from the wall as they all have tamper switches. See, it's telling you not to break the law here.
Yes.
So don't do this. Yeah.
Yes.
This is interesting. On the subject of holdups, most places, including supermarkets, liquor stores, etc., have what is known as a money clip. These little nasties are placed at the bottom of a money drawer, and when the last few bills are withdrawn, a switch closes and sets the alarm off. That's why when you make your withdrawal, I can't believe it says this, when you make your withdrawal from a supermarket or something, it is best to help yourself so you can check for these clips. And it gives a little diagram here for more details. Very, very interesting. These things are out there. It's really
pretty
amazing.
There's a couple of articles reprinted from some papers here.
Okay.
Teenager tampering with Bell computer.
Oh, boy.
From Lakewood, Colorado, Mountain Bell has filed a complaint accusing a 17-year-old. It's very dark in this room. 17-year-old of dialing into its central computers, setting off alarm bells, and causing equipment failures. It's very dark in here. I can't read this. Sergeant Jerry Garner said Lakewood police received the complaint but will not pursue it because the boy who was not identified has promised to stop calling the computer.
Oh, that's good.
And on the same subject here, customer complaints about New York telephone service in the metropolitan area dropped about 10% last year, falling from the 1973 level of 13,089 to 11,753, the Public Service Commission said. And in 1970, a record 39,328 complaint calls were received. That's true, though. It's really true. The phone company seems to be pretty responsive right now, you know, these days.
Yeah, well, I was picking up my phone earlier today, and I kept getting connected to people.
That's,
I wasn't calling.
That's true. You were talking to me.
Yeah, I was talking to you, in fact, and all these people kept coming on the line.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
People in Selden and stuff, these little boys that wanted to sleep together and stuff like that.
Well, not sleep over, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was pretty wild.
Yeah, I suppose we should say hi to little Harry and Robert.
I don't
Kirk.
Think they're listening.
Hi, Kirk.
I don't think they're listening, but anyway, this public service announcement, if you shoplift and see cameras, look at the brand. If it is Surveillance Video Systems, SVS, you need not worry. These cameras are fakes. They are realistic to the point of pilot lights, coax, and scanning. However, they are only empty boxes. This was a public service announcement from the Voice of Long Island, where it's 13 minutes after 1 o'clock, and what can we do now?
If have any information of this nature, we thank our listener for sending this in.
It's nice. You know, we like to read all kinds of outrageous things on the air.
Why don't you just send it to us, to the Voice of Long Island?
Care of WUSB-FM.
State University of New York at
Stony Brook.
Stony Brook.
New York.
11794.
That's our zip code. And our telephone number is area code. I'm sure a lot of people want to call up now. Area code 516.
And they probably won't want to pay for the call either somehow. No, we won't accept your collect calls.
That's right.
516-246-7901.
Yeah. WUSB in Stony Brook. We have a phone call to make now, in fact. We did not get the right answer from anybody as far as what the capital of Madagascar was. You know?
That's true. How about if I go answer the phone?
How about if we play a tune first, then go into this...
Yeah, since we did give out the phone number,
we might as well take some calls now, and we'll be back. This song is kind of appropriate for all the criminal things we've been reading.
Love is free. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, dreamy night. Make me feel at home, and if you really care, stretch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. If you ask me to, but if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Reunite. Make me feel at home. If you really care, scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my head. No one will be your slave. If you ask me to, but if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Dreaming night. If you really go on about loving, dreamy night.
Hi.
This is the Oakland Ballet.
And we're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook, 90.1 FM.
For those of you who think you just might get caught doing those things that you might have heard about on this particular program. So what else is there to do tonight?
Tonight, I guess we have to find Jeff Volai wherever he's hiding out.
That's
now.
That's true. Now, nobody really came through.
No one came through.
If we were offering a prize, I'm sure the phones would light off the hook.
Well, we already said we'd say their first name over the air, and we'd say the name of the town they were calling from. What else could people want?
Don't you have any civic pride?
Yeah, I mean, really. Don't you have any knowledge? All we ask is the capital of Madagascar. It's not
right.
That hard.
Now,
all you have to do, really, is run to your Time Almanac or something, look it up.
Or your Reader's Digest.
Yeah, or your Daily News Almanac.
I left mine at home.
They don't do those anymore.
Really? Reader's Digest does.
Yeah.
I left mine at home, though, see?
You can even look on a wall map. you know?
That's true. If you have a wall map that shows Madagascar. Now,
right. Run across campus, break into a... Boy, here we go again.
Find
an office that has a map in it and just look it up, you know?
Okay, now tell us, where exactly is Madagascar located?
Madagascar is right off the coast of Africa, right off the coast, in fact, of Southeast Africa.
Yeah.
It's this big, huge island. I think it's also called Mauritania or something like that.
Yes.
Well, maybe that's the capital. Who knows?
Well, let's try it.
Okay, well, no one came through, and I'm very disappointed in our people.
Oh, so am I.
We're going to just call up Madagascar and find out if Jeff Volai is over there. Here we go.
Mauritania?
Madagascar.
You may help you?
Yes, operator. We need to make an international call. We have to get information first in Madagascar.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Don't light any more matches. It smells the whole place up.
Oh, come on, just once.
No. Jeez.
If it's where is that? Is that,
That's off the coast of... off the southeast coast of Africa.
That's right.
That's a country, though.
Sure is.
Okay, hold on, please.
Thank you. We're not so sure of the city that we're looking for there.
Uh-oh.
Phonesky is ringing. Don't let anyone...
May I help, please?
Yes, can I have an international TSPS routing to Madagascar?
Okay.
Are we supposed to hear this?
Sure. We're not on hold or anything.
That's true.
We'd hear little lights going, flashing.
Everywhere.
What did she say? TSS or something like that?
Something like that. T.S. Eliot?
Who
knows?
I'll check it.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. He's supposed to stay there.
Thank you.
160 plus 261.
Thank you.
Okay.
Give me 1 moment, please.
Thank you, operator. Don't light any more matches. Uh-oh.
We get this ring every week, don't we?
TS7, what country are you calling?
Yes, operator. We need to get information from Madagascar.
1 moment.
Thank you. Why don't you go answer the other phone? No, it's... Let those people call in.
Need information?
Yes, at first, please.
Okay, can I have... What are you looking for?
We're looking for a fellow by the name of Jeff Volai, V-O...
Jeff?
Yes, his last name is Volai, V-O-L-I.
Your area code and number, please?
Our area code is 516... The number is 246-7901, but if we could stay connected, operator... If we could stay connected, because our switchboard is closed right now, and we wouldn't be able to get the call in. That's a good enough excuse, I guess.
Okay.
Thank you, operator. Thanks so much for your help.
Do you have an address on this party?
No, we just know that he's someplace in Madagascar. We heard that he's in the biggest city. We don't know what that city is.
It's the capital city, and I think he lives on Victor Hugo Drive. That's just what I heard.
Victor Hugo.
Speculation, I'm sorry. He needs all the help he can get.
Sounds like a long distance. Line coming through.
Victor Hugo Drive in the middle of
Mesopotamia.
Ooh, that's a strange ring that was.
That's a nice ring. Wouldn't you like to have that in your neighborhood?
Went out again.
Stop lighting those matches. You're smelling this whole place up. No, stop that. You must have gone home or something.
If I estimate right, Madagascar, it's early in the morning on a Saturday there. Maybe it's a Sunday this time of year.
We could ask the operator as well.
One of our new themes.
Yeah, it's 1:30. It's just a great ring.
It's a long one, too. It's a little bit too long.
Yeah, it sounds like it's stuck, doesn't it?
Yeah. And if you think that's bad here...
Oh, what time is it over there, operator? What time is it over there, operator?
It's about 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, well, they should be up by now.
Well, the operator should be up all night.
Yes, you are.
Why?
Thanks for all your help, operator.
Welcome.
I guess we should try a little later then. Okay, thanks very much.
Welcome.
Good day.
Have a good holiday. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Let's listen to this theme, though.
Oh, okay.
We have the opportunity.
Hello, sir.
What? Hello?
Hold on.
Oh, there.
I'm New York. I'm looking for information in Madagascar.
I don't believe this.
You wanted to know the telephone number of Madagascar?
Yes, we need a telephone number for Mr. Jeff Foley.
Oh, why?
Okay, his last name is Foley. V as in Victor.
Repeat, please.
What was it?
V as in Victor.
Sounded like V.
Yes. O Oliver.
Yes.
L London.
Yes.
I Isaac.
Jolie.
Foley.
Yes.
And his first name is Jeff.
Bella?
J.
Yes.
E.
E.
F.
S.
F as in Frank.
S. S as Santiago.
No. F as in Frank.
Frankfurt. Maybe.
Seems to be a little bit of a communication gap here, operator.
Hello?
Yes.
Jolie Jeff.
Jeff. J-E-F-F.
S, yes.
Yes.
Can I try this, operator?
Go on.
Yes. Operator over in Madagascar. Hello?
Yes, I am in Madagascar.
Yes, we need the number for Jeff Voli. It's V Victor O Oscar. L. Lincoln. I. India. His first name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
Ah.
Right, that's his first name. His last name is Voli.
Moment.
Thank you.
Sounds like they're tearing down the doors outside.
I guess she's looking it up. Are they computerized over there with their directories, do you know?
I really don't know.
She probably has a little phone book. Book of names for Madagascar.
Probably about 2 pages long.
What is his job?
I beg your pardon?
Julia.
There's no telephone.
There's no telephone? He might be unlisted, or he could be living with somebody else.
That's right, he's like that, you know.
Operator,
yeah.
I'm really sorry to put you through all this.
No,
this,
that's okay.
This
no
grief.
Problem at all, sir.
Thank you very much, Madagascar.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your holiday over there.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Are they having a holiday over there?
I've heard rumors to the effect, yes.
I think they're always having... They're big partiers over there.
Oh.
Operator, I can't thank you enough for all your help, even though we really didn't get very far.
Huh?
Well, good night.
Good night.
Enjoy your holiday.
Bye.
Well, let's enjoy our holiday now.
We tried. It's 1:35 in the morning in Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time. You're tuned to The Voice
of Long Island. Jeff Voli, where are you?
If you have any indication of where Jeff Voli might be, by all means, give us a call.
Even if it's just a hunch, you know, just something that you think might be.
Please, let us know.
You know, just a hunch.
Our phone number here is, in fact, 516-246-7901.
And our, shot in the dark.
And our switchboard is truly open.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Pillow. I Tell me how. Some people play. Now was when he could have sworn the room was moving. But that was only in his mind. He was sailing. He never really seemed to notice vision failing. Cause that was all part of the high. The sweat was pouring. He couldn't take it. The room was exploding. He might not make it. Please, children, would you listen? Just think where it's at. You won't remember what you're missing, but down some dead end street there ain't no turning back. They were standing, everybody in a circle, the whole family. I listened to the preacher's words, sis was crying. She alone held the secret about his dying. Tears falling to earth, and maybe her fault. He was so trusting, and God only knew why. They were dusting. He's gonna be the death of you children. Just ain't worth that. You won't remember what you're missing, but down some dead end street there ain't no turning.
Heron, and a tune called Angel Dust here on The Voice of Long Island. I'm Mike Uhas.
I'm Eric Corley over here.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting for you to come up on mic in there. Yeah. Now, what's the big news about Gil Scott Heron?
The big news about Gil Scott Heron is that he's playing here at Stony Brook tomorrow night.
Right. Now, that particular thing was from his...
For tonight, actually.
Yes, from his Secrets album with Brian Jackson. But he will be performing live and in concert Saturday evening from about 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock.
In the Union Auditorium, exactly. 1 week after George Winston was in the Union Auditorium.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. We also heard from Mac McAnally and How Cool, and from Joan Armatrading and How Cruel, and something from Yoko. What did you play from her?
What a Bastard the World Is,
is
what we played.
Now here's the news.
Oh, goodness, is it that time again?
It certainly is.
Well, Suffolk County legislator Wayne Prospect, a longtime critic of the Shoreham nuclear power plant, says it's unfortunate that Nassau County's executive is asking the governor to end the Shoreham stalemate. Prospect, a Dix Hills Democrat, says he takes exception to Nassau executive Francis Purcell's claim that if the plant is not open, economic chaos will result.
Chaos?
Prospect says just the opposite will happen. He claims if the plant does open, it will mean a 50% rate increase for every ratepayer on Long Island, and that will bring economic havoc.
Havoc.
Prospect says Nassau County leaders should join Suffolk officials in fighting Shoreham's openings. However, a spokeswoman for the Long Island Lighting Company, which owns Shoreham, says the utility applauds Purcell's action. Local spokeswoman Judy Brabham says, "We are pleased that there is a county executive on Long Island who is acting in a responsible manner." She says, "Mr. Purcell has indicated by the stance he has taken on this issue that he is putting the concern of Nassau County and Long Island as a whole above his political ambitions, unlike Mr. Culhallen, who is Suffolk County's executive."
The Pilgrim State Psychiatric Center in Brentwood was the scene of a protest against Governor Mario Cuomo's proposed budget cuts. Nearly 1,000 people from four unions representing state mental health employees carried signs and chanted sayings yesterday criticizing the proposed state layoffs. Under Governor Cuomo's proposed budget, 2,500 employees of the Office of Mental Health would lose their jobs statewide. More than 500 of them work at several Long Island psychiatric facilities, including Pilgrim State, the Kings Park Psychiatric Center, and the Sagamore Children's Psychiatric Center. The protesters carried signs and chanted, "Cuomo says cut back, we say fight back."
Rah, rah, yeah. Now, the owners of the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania are paying people $25 million for their evacuation costs during the March 1979 accident at the facility. Nearby residents filed a class action lawsuit demanding payment for lost workdays, lost business, and relocation costs. An Energy Department source says Saturday should bring an announcement from President Reagan that he'll ask Congress to decontrol natural gas prices. Reagan was told earlier this week that congressional leaders will probably go along with the measure. The New York Times says the president may appoint an independent consultant to study the Environmental Protection Agency's problems. The newspaper report says a University of Illinois professor is the man Reagan has in mind. And acting on the request of civil rights lawyers, a federal judge has set new deadlines for desegregating colleges and universities in 12 states. The lawyers say the Education Department has thus far failed to obtain desegregation agreements.
And I guess that must be my cue to come back to me. Is it? Oh, I turned your mic down.
Yes, yes, it is.
Mr. Weatherman, what do you say? Will it be nice? Or will it be stormy today?
Well, the USB Long Island weather for tonight is cloudy, windy, and cold, with a 30% chance of a few snow flurries, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, and cold, highs in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, clear and cold, lows in the 20s. Winds northerly at 15 to 20 miles per hour tonight, becoming northwesterly at 15 to 20 miles per hour, with higher gusts tomorrow. And the outlook for Sunday, sunny and not quite so cold, highs in the low to mid-40s. Small craft advisories are in effect for Long Island waters for northerly winds tonight at 20 to 25 knots with higher gusts. Did you get the message in there?
Message?
Yeah, I sent Jose in with the, I guess.
I don't
the,
think he found me.
Let me just look for him.
Because I'm in a room that's not, wasn't
I'm
here
just,
a
I'm
while
just going to look for him.
Yeah, see, this room is new, so he might not know this room is here. Consequently, I may be in hyperspace or something. Thank you so much.
I'm speaking with a gentleman on the phone who's giving me all sorts of information on Madagascar.
Malagasy Republic.
There's a number here, 5,862,000. I guess it's the population.
Wait a minute. That's what I was writing down.
Wait.
And the capital is Tenerife.
Tenerife?
You remember that?
No, I don't. Certainly doesn't begin with M.
I know that.
I guess I was wrong.
Well, why don't you just read the foreign temperatures, and I'll get some more information from
you. Okay, well, it's currently 0 degrees in Athens and clear, 32 Fahrenheit. We'll give them a Celsius for it. 6 degrees and clear in Bonn, 15 and cloudy in Casablanca, -2 and clear in Copenhagen, 6 and rain in Dublin, 5 and cloudy in Geneva, 25 and clear in Ho Chi Minh City, 13 and rain in Hong Kong, -4 partly cloudy Peking, 5 and cloudy in Rome, -6 and clear in Warsaw, clear and 25 in Manila, and 5 and cloudy in London. And that is all the foreign temperatures that we have at the moment.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's about it for us this week.
The actual name of the country is the Malagasy Republic.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
It's also called Madagascar. I believe the island is called Madagascar, and the country is Malagasy or something like that.
I think I knew that from before, but I needed somebody. This gentleman who's on the line, in fact, is calling from Brantford, Connecticut.
Oh.
And he had to climb down his pink ladder to get to the phone. Anyway, it's
159. Pink ladder?
That's what he said. It's 159, and we're due to get out of here. Mike Uhas here.
Eric Corley there.
We'll be back next week with The Voice
of Long Island on a Friday night, Saturday morning type thing.
WUSB.
Stony Brook.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go at the Locarno. When my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Dancers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out on Friday night and I come home. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning.
Hi, this is Billy Idol. You're listening to WSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM. Yeah, the station that plays the wide selection without objection.